Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. Sorry, experiencing a little technical difficulties. Okay, so welcome to another edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. A lot to unpack today, but first I would invite you to call in and join the conversation at 563-999-3754. You could also feel free to join me in the chat room, where I will address comments and questions there as well. New show time here every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Talk 29. So, full disclosure, to any listeners who are easily offended or have children in close proximity to whatever device you are listening on, either shut my show off now or please remove the young ears from the room. I'll give you a second. Ladies and gentlemen, for the last week, my mind has been racing and my blood has been boiling. The incident where the Jordan Neely was an unhinged, possibly intoxicated and or high, I'll just say that, gets on the subway and starts yelling and, you know, hurling threats at subway riders. A former Marine then stepped in to try and, quiet the situation and restrain the person before he went, you know, before something else happened. It's definitely a possibility that if no one stood up and did anything, that things could have got chaotic. He put him in a restraining hold, a choke hold, hoping that the police response would be quick as the doors to the subway train were opened. The train was stopped, and you can clearly hear on the video on the PA system that asking the police to respond to the location. 15 minutes it took the police to respond. Now, the gentleman was in a chokehold. The people on the train, the bystanders, were not of any concern that this person was struggling or being choked out, as some would say, as he was continuing to struggle and kick his legs, where another man had stepped in to hold his leg in an attempt to further restrain him and stop him from fighting. Unfortunately, the man lost consciousness, where the former Marine had realized and started administering CPR to try and save his life. Unfortunately, in any situation where somebody loses their life, it's very tragic. He did succumb to his injuries later on at the hospital. Not 10 minutes after this whole situation was reported, AOC, Congresswoman, representative of New York, tweets out, and this is absolutely absurd. Jordan Neely was murdered, but because Jordan was houseless and crying for food in a time where the city is raising the rents and stripping services to militarize itself, while many in power demonize the poor, the murderer gets protected with passive headlines and no charges. It's disgusting. That's an exact quote from AOC's tweet. Not even 24 hours after this news was reported. Now, the Liberal Socialist Communist Party's village idiot, AOC, has called for Daniel Penny, a former Marine who served our country, to be charged with murder and sentenced to prison before the facts of the incident were disclosed or having a chance to even defend himself in a court of law. He was detained by police, where he was questioned and later released that day. Let me just say this, okay? It is not the responsibility or obligation of the working class subway riders to take their hard-earned money out of their pocket to feed a belligerent, unhinged, violent, drug-addicted nut job who's been arrested 40-plus times and even had an active warrant for an assault on a 67-year-old woman. It's not our responsibility to put a roof over his head. Let's call a spade, folks. This man put himself in the position he was in. The man entered the subway in a hostile manner and stated, according to an independent journalist, told NBC New York that Neely got on the train, began to say that he was hungry, he was thirsty, and he didn't care about anything. He didn't care about going to jail, and he didn't care that he gets a big life sentence. So instead of letting fellow riders of the subway be in fear for their lives, a good Samaritan stepped in and restrained the maniac, you know, thinking the authorities would be responding within minutes, and that didn't happen. The left will try to get everyone to believe that Jordan Neely was this wonderful individual who was a Michael Jackson impersonator who loved to perform and was murdered by a white supremacist simply because he was black and having a mental health crisis. That was an exact quote from the liberal mainstream media. It's verifiably false. It did bring out the unhinged criminals disguised as protesters going so far as to commit acts of violence on the subway platform and putting themselves in front of a train to protest the untimely death of Jordan Neely. You know, impeding the subway car, impeding people, you know, trying to board the subway to either go to work or come home from work. Humanity, I'm at a loss for words. I really am. For the last week, All I've heard is that the liberal mainstream media is trying to justify the behavior by deeming it as normal and an everyday occurrence that an unhinged maniac gets on the train, gets on the subway, and hurls violent threats at people. You know, some people get accosted, some people get mugged. Out of control. So we're supposed to justify the behavior. We're supposed to accept it as normal and take money out of our pockets and give these people what they want. Somehow that's the right thing to do. The talking heads of CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, and even Fox News will prey on the low information viewers that this was a public lynching influenced by a far-right MAGA Republican simply for the color of his skin, when in fact he was going to carry out these threats, whether or not he was going to carry out these threats he made to the passengers or not. The bottom line is that when he did this, the Samaritan, the Good Samaritan that stepped in, did what he had to do to save the lives of the other people on the train, potentially. New York City subway crime is the highest it's been in 25 years. In 25 years. And continues to rise. On the subways alone, I'll repeat that. On the subways alone, the crime rate is the highest it's been in 25 years. The people of New York City are absolutely fed up with having to look over their shoulder. And what the media concentrates on, what the media has been concentrating on, is how much of a bad orange man Donald J. Trump is, and not on the very significance of the issues of violence that a coward of a New York City mayor, Eric Adams, refuses to address and to be honest with you, that by definition is a dereliction of duty and honestly, in my opinion, grounds for impeachment. Absolutely. It's absolutely absurd. Now, apparently, this man, Jordan Neely, had no family, no home, no money, no food. But isn't it peculiar how a family member of Jordan Neely, his aunt, gets on TV and also, you know, echoes AOC's words saying that Daniel Penny should be arrested and thrown in prison for the murder of Jordan Neely. It's not murder, okay? Jordan Neely was not murdered. Jordan Neely was not lynched. Jordan Neely came into a location where there were innocent bystanders present, made threats towards them, and somebody stepped in to restrain him. Unfortunately, he lost consciousness and later succumbed to his injuries. That's not murder. Medical examiner ruled it a homicide, which basically by definition that homicide is definition. By definition is that this man did not die of natural causes and he did not take his own life. That's what the definition is. He didn't get murdered. For anybody who believes that this man was murdered, that's absolutely ridiculous. But it's echoed on every mainstream media channel. That's all they talk about, that this man was murdered and that the Samaritan that stepped in, needs to face charges. Now, to his credit, and this is the only thing I will ever give Eric Adams credit on, because he's absolutely a complete idiot, is that the moment that AOC tweeted out her ridiculous rhetoric, Eric Adams, basically didn't ignore it, but he basically said that it was irresponsible of AOC to do what she did so quickly and jump to conclusions, and it's still under investigation, and he's going to let the DA do their job and see where it goes from there. Okay, that's great. Good job. That's called damage control. He didn't say anything else, obviously. The fact that this has been echoed over the last week, and the mainstream media, liberal nut job mainstream media, is basically making this into another George Floyd situation. And now there's quote-unquote protesters. Well, I call them rioters. I think we all call them rioters. That have just come out of the woodwork and decide to, block the streets, block the train platforms, even go as far as to, impede the subway car from moving, throwing it off schedule. Why aren't these people being arrested? This is not a peaceful protest. This is an act of cowardice, an act of violence, several acts of violence. And this is not the only situation that's an issue in New York City. This kind of stuff happens every day. I will say this. Had Jordan Neely been a white man and the Marine been a black man, the liberal media would be talking about how much a hero the person that restrained this man was. They wouldn't be talking about murder. They wouldn't be talking about throwing him in jail and ruining his life. This would be completely reversed. I'm going to take a minute. And just a reminder, if you're a fan of the content provided in this broadcast, you could also tune in to my colleague's broadcast as well, Marcus Kane's As I See It, every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. If you like the content that's provided on this broadcast, show Marcus Kane a little love by tuning into his show as well. Now then, there are videos that have been surfaced that have come out in the last week of Jordan Neely not being the lovable, love-to-perform Michael Jackson impersonator who loved people and yada, yada, yada. Videos have come out of him hurling racial slurs and homophobic slurs at people. And the left says absolutely nothing. This man has been arrested 40-plus times. 40-plus times. An arrest record long as my arm. And the more these things come out about Jordan Neely, most recently that a gentleman has spoke out and said that the Sunday night before the incident on last Wednesday, that he was standing on the train platform waiting for the subway, and Jordan Neely grabbed him by the shoulders and attempted to throw him in front of it. He was able to get free and get away, but imagine if he wasn't. This man had a warrant out for his arrest for the assault of a 67-year-old woman. He is no angel. Okay? The liberal mainstream media is not focused. The lawmakers of New York City are not focused on the crime problem that plagues the area. They're not focused on that. They're focused on Orange Man bad. That's all they could talk about. Donald Trump this and Donald Trump that. It's time for them to get their priorities straight and stop being the idiots that you are. Step up to the plate and do what the people who put you in office, who put you in public office, voted you to do. What you're paid to do is to, in turn, help protect the people of New York City. And you have your own agenda. Anytime something like this happens, you're quick to jump on the race of the person. When people read headlines, white man chokes out black man. Have it your way. Why is race so important? That's what I want to know. Why is it so important to mention the race of the person and then go as far as to say that he was a white supremacist who publicly lynched an innocent man? People are fed up. People are fed up. I'm fed up. And if you're listening to my show and you're hearing me, and if you live in New York City, then you know what I'm talking about, and you got to be fed up too. Things need to change. New York City is a war zone, and lawmakers do not give one damn about the people that live there. Folks, I'm truly grateful to have this platform to provide you information to you on a weekly basis. My goal is to inform the American people of the truth. I won't lie to you. I'll provide you with the most accurate information at my disposal on a weekly basis. I want to thank you for tuning into my show. I truly appreciate you listening. I will be back next week with more information on the news and current events that are happening in the United States of America. Thank you so much again for listening. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.